Welcome to the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Bangura, and I'm thrilled to have you here with me today. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager in the property and construction industry, this podcast will help you elevate your leadership, build a cohesive team, and have more impact. Join me every week where I'll leave you excited and confident to take your next steps. Thanks for being here with me. Now let's get started. This morning, I was up early planning for this podcast recording, and I opened an email from James Clear. Now, if you don't know who James Clear is, he is the author of Atomic Habits, which is a fantastic book that I recommend everyone read. So if you haven't done that yet, do yourself a favor, buy the book, listen to the audiobook. It is brilliant. But back to the email. So in his email, there's a question, and the question said, is the situation actually complicated? Or is it really quite straightforward, but you're making it complicated because it requires a lot of courage to make the straightforward decision? And when I read that, it felt like a kick in the guts. It was like he had called me by name around some of the things going on in my own head. And as a result, I've decided to shelve the podcast that I had planned. And I want to talk about this question with you because this quote really resonated with me. In fact, it struck a chord. And I have recently been on holidays. We had a great trip away with the family, and I came back and got quite sick. I'm normally someone that powers through being sick, but this actually really knocked me about quite a bit. And I realized after a few days of trudging through that what I needed to do was stop and rest. And a funny thing happened to me then, which was as soon as I stopped working, suddenly I kept having these moments of clarity. I started coming up with answers to problems that I've been trying to solve for a while and solutions. And it was like giving myself and giving my brain time to switch off actually allowed a great deal more clarity for me. And I know this is true for myself. The more I let go of things, the more I step back from things, the more space I create for myself, the easier things come to me. And of course, the huge challenge for me is that I am someone who pushes. I push for outcomes. I'm very results driven. I'm very motivated. And that can result in a real tendency to push and to keep pushing to try and drive an outcome. And this is a reminder for me and, you know, for you, if you're someone who does the same thing, that sometimes we need to step back. And in stepping back and giving ourselves space, we can actually find solutions and we can actually see things with a great deal more clarity. And so going back to this quote, I've been grappling with some decisions and in my head, they've been so big and so complex. But in truth, the situation and the decisions to be made are actually very straightforward. But making that decision feels incredibly uncomfortable. And I want to talk about this with you because I see this happen all the time with clients that I work with organizations that I work with, where we overcomplicate things or we blow things out of proportion because it is more comfortable to do that than making a decision and taking action forward. And so I think it's important to start with understanding the difference between complex and straightforward decisions. So when we think of a straightforward decision, this is something where we have a clear goal, right? The outcomes are clearly defined and easily understood. There are generally only a few factors to consider, and they're generally well understood factors or predictable factors. And generally, there's not much to lose. On the other hand, a complex decision is where the objectives are much more ambiguous. And that might be because the goal isn't clearly defined, or it may be because there are conflicting goals between different stakeholders. There are often multiple variables and factors that need to be considered. And quite often these might be unpredictable or these factors may not be fully understood. And the stakes are high, right? This is where making a wrong decision could have a really substantial impact. There is a much higher amount of risk in these big complex decisions. And if we were to think about examples, a straightforward decision may be what to price a residential home build versus a multi-billion dollar tunneling project, right? Those two different projects have different levels of complexity, and making a pricing error in the home build will cost a hell of a lot less than a pricing error on a large-scale infrastructure project. And I think whenever we are faced with a decision, it is really important to take a moment to consider the complexity of the decision. And of course, there is also an element of perceived complexity. So if you have experience and knowledge building large infrastructure projects, the decision-making process around pricing won't seem as complex to you as it will be to someone who has never done that. But then we also have cognitive biases and our own emotional state and external pressures, which can also alter our own perceived decision complexity. So whenever we are facing a decision, I think it's really important to take a little bit of time to analyze the decision and also to understand whether it is inherently complex, which is where we have those multiple variables and multiple outcomes, or whether it is perceived complexity. And that is where we subjectively complicate the decision as a result of our own thoughts and feelings. And if I'm honest with you, that is where I have been. I have been struggling with making decisions because I have been so in my own head. I have been dealing with my own thoughts and emotions around making a choice, when in fact, the decision is actually very straightforward. And of course, there is nothing wrong with me for doing this. This is a very natural, normal thing that every single leader, every single person in the world goes through, because we are all living our lives, we are all making decisions and choices every day through our own filters, right? Our own beliefs. And what we want to do is to shed more light and gain more understanding of those filters so that we can make more conscious decisions and choices without being at the mercy of our own limiting beliefs and our brain's decision-making filters. And the more knowledge and awareness we have, the easier it becomes to be intentional. And so with that in mind, I think we need to talk about some of these psychological biases that contribute to our inability to commit to decisions. One of the first ones is overthinking, right? So when we keep running scenarios in our head and we keep thinking things through, it can often lead us to see problems where there are none. I'm sure you've all had the experience, right? We can turn any positive situation into a negative if we overthink it. Right? Someone gives us a compliment and on face value, we're like, oh, that's lovely. And then we think about it too much and we end up thinking, oh my gosh, they were criticizing me for this, or it was an underhanded remark. Now, another one is the fear of making the wrong choice. And our brain will take us to a catastrophic outcome, even though the probability of that happening is minute. And I've said it here before and I'll say it again. One of the biggest gifts we can each give ourselves is recognition that there is no such thing as a right or wrong decision. There's just a decision we make in a moment of time. And when we couple that with self-awareness and a growth mindset, there are no decisions that we cannot come back from. Hey there, I'm interrupting today's episode because I want to share something special with you. If you've been on a leadership journey with me through this podcast, you know that I'm all about empowering leaders. Now, I have exciting news. I'm about to open the doors for a new intake of coaching clients who are ready to take their leadership skills to the next level and achieve outstanding results. If you're eager to create sustainable success as a leader, I invite you to explore how my exclusive coaching program can help you reach your goal. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager, this program is customized to get you results. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your growth as a leader. To learn more, simply visit my website, rebeccavangura.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. This is your chance to discover if the coaching program is the right fit for you. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode. Now, another big thing is analysis paralysis. So in evaluating all the options, we keep ourselves stuck. We keep ourselves in a loop of consideration where absolutely nothing gets done. And again, I think it's so important that we allow ourselves the freedom to make decisions and know that we can always come back from them if we need to, instead of keeping ourselves stuck and feeling stagnant. And, you know, similar to the analysis paralysis is information overload, right? We have too much information that overwhelms the decision-making process and it makes straightforward decisions seem more complex than they are. Now, we're also impacted by factors in our environment, in our culture. So if we're working in a high-pressure workplace, it can amplify the complexity of a decision, right? Because we feel that we need to perform or conform with the group. And also, you know, social influences. So we allow the opinions of other people and social media to inflate the significance of what is a straightforward personal choice. And finally, another thing that really impacts our ability to make decisions is around our cognitive load. So cognitive load theory explains that we have a limited amount of cognitive resources available to us at any time. So when we are feeling overwhelmed, when there is a lot going on in our lives, in our work, in our heads, it impacts our ability to make clear and concise decisions. And this is why I think it's so important to make sure that we are always making decisions and moving forward rather than allowing decisions to circle around in our minds. And so I think when we take the time to think about the complexity of a decision and we determine that actually it is quite a straightforward decision, and I think that most of the time we know what to do, but we are so stuck in our own heads, we're so fearful that we don't make the decision and we don't take action. Because making a choice, making a decision requires us to be courageous. It requires us to confront our fears and our pain and the uncertainty or the challenges we might need to overcome in order to move forward. And the truth is we never have complete certainty about anything. All we can ever do is move forward based on what we know. And so we need to accept that not every decision will be perfect, that decisive action is more valuable than prolonged deliberation. It is more important to move forward in a direction and course correct if necessary than to stay stagnant. And this is the basis of agile methodologies and lean startups, right? Take action and keep assessing and keep tweaking as we go so that we can get the outcome we want in a faster time and with a more appropriate solution. And we can also often get caught up in sunk costs, right? So where we don't want to change course or veer direction because of the resources that we've already invested in something. So instead of changing course, we will continue down the wrong path. And that focus on kind of recovering from past investments rather than maximizing future benefits really keeps people stuck and it keeps people heading in the wrong direction. And to be honest, this is one of the things I see so often with my clients where they want to pivot and they need to pivot in order to grow and in order to evolve and in order to have more impact, but they're holding on so tight to an outdated version of themselves or an outdated decision rather than checking in with where they are now and where they are going. And that is why having a clear vision on what you want is so, so important. And finally, I think, you know, we can get so caught up in the opinions of other people. Instead of making a decision and taking a course of action that aligns with what we want, we are too busy worrying about everyone else rather than prioritizing what we want and what we need. And I think at the core of all impactful, courageous leadership is the ability to act independently, right? So having enough confidence to know what is right and to move forward accordingly. And this is not about being perfect. It is about having the self-assurance to take the next right step and knowing that you can keep moving forward doing that. And of course, that is easier said than done. And that's why it's so important to acknowledge that the work on ourselves is never done. None of us ever get to a point where we are perfect. That is just not part of the human experience. And nor do we want it to be, right? How boring would life be if everything was perfect and there was always a clear outcome? What makes life great is the ups and downs and the ability to grow and evolve. And so I want you today to think about what decisions are you putting off making because you are scared of the outcome? And where are you overcomplicating things in your life? And I invite you to really look at the complexity of the situation and make a decision to move you forward. Be bold, be courageous, and more than anything else, trust yourself to make the right decision. I know that is what I am going to do today. Okay, my beautiful friend, have a lovely day. Until next time. Thanks for joining me on the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful so that other people can find it. Or you might want to share it with a colleague. Thanks again. Have a beautiful day and I'll see you next time.